You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
The Universal Periodic Review is happening for the first time in 5 years and will provide New Zealand organisations and individuals an opportunity to make submissions about their experiences this September. Today I spoke to John Hancock, Chief Legal Advisor at Te Kahui Tika Tangata Human Rights Commission, about the UPR, and started by asking him what exactly it is and why it's important.
The Universal Periodic Review is a review of New Zealand's human rights record that is conducted by the UN Human Rights Council every 5 years.
Why is the Universal Periodic Review important?
So the Universal Periodic Review is important because it is a review of a state party to the UN's human rights record, a member state of the UN's human rights record every 5 years. And so it provides a form of accountability between member states of the UN regarding their performance of their human rights obligations.
I see. What kind of issues will the UN be looking at?
The Universal Periodic Review looks at a whole wide range of human rights issues. So it will look at the full range of human rights issues that are brought to its attention in New Zealand through this process.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. The next UPR will be undergone in April and May of 2024, overseen by the United Nations Human Rights Council. Who collects the information for Aotearoa?
So currently, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade is arranging a series of consultations across New Zealand in 8 different centres.
Mm-hmm.
Those public consultations are to enable the public inform our government of the human rights issues that are important to them, and so that will be factored in to the government's report to the UN. But also, civil society can also make their own submissions as part of the UPR process, and there'll be a submissions process later in the year, so non-government organisations and individuals can make submissions in late September as part of this process.
Awesome. And will that just be like an online process?
From last time round in 2018, there was like an online portal which organisations that were making submissions could file their submissions through, but being the UN, it's a slightly detailed process, so there will be information available on that process later on. And of course, people who and organisations that are interested in contributing to it can contact the Human Rights Commission for more information about that.
Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just to add that the UPR is an important review of a state's human rights record, and one of the interesting factors of it is that states provide recommendations to other states, and then the state under review, so in our case New Zealand, then has to indicate whether it accepts those recommendations or not. And if it accepts those recommendations, it reports that to the UN Human Rights Council. So it provides an interesting form of international review and accountability for countries in terms of progressing their human rights record. And for people, organisations in New Zealand that are interested in human rights, it's a really good opportunity to highlight those human rights issues and work towards recommendations that will hopefully further those progress in those issues in the future.
That was John Hancock speaking to me about the UPR.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.